mixed responses to mixed messages. The market's response, you take the good with the bad. It's Thursday, November 16th, 2006. This is Podtech News. The chief financial officer of United Airlines, reacting to the news of U.S. Airways' $8 billion offer for Delta, says mergers are compelling. Is that a hint? This is Podtech News. I'm Jason Lopez. Here are some headlines. Dell says federal regulators are investigating the company. The feds have been looking into the PC-making giant since August. Dell will also postpone announcing its recent third-quarter results. Time Warner has hired NBC Universal Television President Randy Falco to head up its AOL Internet division. And why is it that we're always focusing on the bad news? That might be the question Sony Entertainment America President and CEO Kaz Hirai meant to ask yesterday afternoon when he announced a fix to one of the more recent glitches in the PlayStation 3 rollout. Earlier this week, it came out that about 200 games that work on PS2 and PlayStation don't work on the highly anticipated PS3. That's 200, Kaz Hirai reminds us, out of more than 8,000 machines. Hirai says the company will release a firmware upgrade to fix the problem. He expects all the old games to work on the new system. PS3 hits the stores in the U.S. this Friday. Well, it's a done deal. Google completed its acquisition of the internet video sharing site YouTube on Tuesday, but it wasn't without its kinks. More from Podtech's Matt Kelly.
The company held back 12.5% of the stock owed to YouTube, setting aside over $200 million into escrow for a year to prepare for possible lawsuits over copyright infringements. It also subtracted $15 million in funding it gave YouTube after the deal was inked in early October. The purchase cost Google 3.66 million shares of its stock, worth $1.79 billion, above the $1.65 billion purchase price announced last month. But the escrow account could mean YouTube's founders may never receive a substantial portion of the Google stock if the company runs into legal trouble or incurs other losses. YouTube has said it will roll out new features in the coming months and today announced its first agreement with a professional sports league. Starting this month, users will be able to watch daily 2 to 5 minute clips from the NHL for the 2006-2007 season. Similar talks with other sports franchises are already underway. I'm Matt Kelly in Los Angeles.
Microsoft, preparing for its massive Vista launch as well as the new Xbox, still has the European Union breathing down its neck. The software company could be slapped with daily fines of 3 million euros, that is, unless it comes through with demands from the European Commission by November 23rd. Those demands stem from a 2004 antitrust ruling, and to meet them, the company must reveal Windows protocol codes. Wikipedia is once again uncensored in China. The democratic open source encyclopedia was blocked for about a year by authorities. A Chinese sort of version of Wikipedia continues to be censored, but Wikipedia will not be, at least for the time being. The government bans many internet sites to protect its citizens from harmful content. That content can include pornography in addition to politically subversive or otherwise unofficial information. How do you square 3,500-year-old religious laws with the convenience and, in some cases, necessity of modern technology? Catherine Girardot has this story.
Scientists and rabbis are using technology to help modern Jews stay observant. Some study institutes in Israel are trying to solve the real problems modern life and work pose for those who follow the 3,500-year-old body of Jewish law, the Torah. The Torah prohibits Jews on the Sabbath from engaging in 39 biblical categories of work, including lighting a fire. Some interpret that literally, some don't follow it at all, but many Orthodox or observant Jews today will refrain from using a light switch or starting a car, since you could argue there's a fire involved. Some of the devices developed at the Institute for Science and Halakha, in a suburb of Jerusalem, include the Sabbath phone, which can be dialed without breaking an electric current, and a special pen with ink that disappears in a few days, thus allowing physicians to write prescriptions without violating the prohibition on writing that makes permanent marks. The concept of adapting religious law to modern life isn't new. Neither is finding ways around some of the stricter rules. But whether or not engineered solutions like these could ever become an acceptable footnote, for the most devout, to the ancient rules of the Torah remains to be seen. Catherine Girardeau, PodTech News.
Online advertising revenues have never seen better days. At least that's the implication of third quarter estimates from the Interactive Advertising Bureau and PricewaterhouseCoopers. The estimates show profits continuing to climb past the $4 billion mark for the third quarter of 2006. It's a 33% jump over last year's third quarter revenues. A new study of entertainment gaming executives shows strong agreement. Technology is going to be increasingly important as gaming continues to evolve. Michael Klinger has the tech stat of the day.
87% of entertainment gaming executives agree. Technology will soon lead to some significant changes on the gaming floor. More than three-quarters of respondents believe that 5 years from now, between 20 and 60% of casino space will house server-based or downloadable gaming machines. That breaks down this way. Most execs believe they'll eventually be given over completely to next-gen technology. More than half of the executives, or should we call them tech-executives, actually rank this change as the most important one on the way. These numbers are shocking. It's one thing for the airline industry to adapt to a heavy reliance on technology to move their product into the consumer's hands. That's easy. It just involves keeping real-time inventory while franchising tens of millions of PCs as virtual kiosks, constantly rechecking current information on weather, flight schedules, passenger payment information, and things like cancellation requests or lost reservation numbers, while also actually employing a massive infrastructure of flight crews, salespeople, advertising and marketing staffs, and navigating domestic and international rules regarding safety and the movement of people and goods across borders. But gaming? For gaming to embrace technology so completely, 87%, is a truly remarkable feat. After all, gaming executives have to take into account variables like chance and, well, chance. That remaining 17% of gaming executives just might be exercising the conservative good sense not to jump headfirst into some mythical technological wonderland. Just because airlines can rely on technology to run global travel and shipping doesn't mean that purveyors of, nothing can do it too. With the Tech Stat, I'm Michael Klinger.
We couldn't help notice a slight but welcome shift in the corporate world, at least in the boardroom at Four Point Sheraton. The hotel chain is launching a program called Best Brews. The hotels will offer an extensive selection of beers from around the world. Coordinating this effort is going to be a big job. That's why Four Point Sheraton is looking for what they're calling a chief beer officer. Check the corporate site for more information. That's it for PodTech News, produced by Michael Klinger, Catherine Girardeau, and Matt Kelly. I'm Jason Lopez.